Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on protecting the environment. Well, Christmas is just a week away now and chances are you still have a few things to take care of and perhaps even presents to buy. Well, this week we're keeping the focus on how to enjoy a more sustainable Christmas. Sustainability journalist and editor of the Sunday Times Climate Supplement, Jo Linehan, will join us shortly to offer some last minute advice. But first, when it comes to Christmas presents, how sustainable are you planning on being this year? Well, we sent our Jane McNamara to find out.
I think these days people with gift vouchers and money to enable them at least to go out and buy what they want themselves instead of even some gift that they don't want.
I love to buy new things, especially at Christmas time, but I don't really think about sustainability.
We're actually here as a family shopping in second-hand shops for our Christmas presents for each other. So we're doing Secret Santa from charity shops.
So try to buy as little as possible or what's needed and not stuff that will end up in landfill in January.
Sometimes I do, but it can be hard to think about the environment sometimes, like in everyday life.
Well, we're here to help, and I do like that idea of the Secret Santa, the charity shop Secret Santa, I have to say. We're joined now by sustainability journalist Jo Linehan, and Jo, delighted to have you back. It's fair to say, well, with Christmas just a week away, I'm sure many of us now have done most of the Christmas prep, but it's still not too late, is it, to have a more sustainable Christmas this year?
Absolutely. And you know what? Sustainability and Christmas time don't usually seem to go together because it's a time of lots of indulgence and gifting and everything. But there's ways to have a gorgeous, really beautiful, meaningful Christmas with a more low impact edge. So hopefully these little tips will get people excited to watch their impact this Christmas.
Okay, so where would you like to start?
One of the first things that I want to talk about is food waste, because food waste is a big global issue. You know, throwing away food, you're not only throwing away the end product, you're throwing away all of the labour that went into that food, the carbon emissions, the water, the travel, everything. So we really need to lower our food waste. And we know that in Ireland, we waste about €700 worth of food per household. That's a lot of money. So at Christmas time, we waste even more. About 50% of the food we buy, we'll waste. So it's like, how do we lower that waste, not only to look after the planet, but also to look after your pocket? Because again, money saving. So one of the first things I would say is, and it sounds so basic, but before you go and do the big Christmas shop, just go through everything. Go through the fridge, the freezer, the pantry, because we know for a fact that most people, when they come back from doing the shop, they go, okay, I bought a massive bag of Roosters. I actually have potatoes here, sugar. So making sure that you're not double buying is really important. And just buying what you need. Obviously, over the Christmas season, we'll be eating a lot and doing things. But if you find that you're maybe, you know, accumulating a lot of things like breads or pastries, most things can be frozen. And then on the flip side of things, you know, on your Christmas day when you have all those gorgeous vegetable peels, keep them and make a vegetable stock for soup. Make the most of the food you have. So many amazing recipes, even for like great Christmas curries with leftovers. So I would say get Googling and make your list and just make sure that you're not throwing away your hard-earned cash into the bin.
All right. Now, when it comes to, say, Christmas presents and wrapping, and again, there's a lot of waste in wrapping, isn't there? But we can actually do it very sustainably.
We totally can. And a lot of it just goes back to the old school ways of doing things. Like what I love to do is gift my presents in a tote bag, because that's something that people can use over and over again. There's also this gorgeous Japanese trend called furoshiki, and that's the trend of wrapping presents in a beautiful silk scarf. It's really gorgeous and actually very therapeutic to do. So if you're very crafty and you're into that, that might be a nice one to look into. And then also just ensuring that if you are buying new wrapping paper, you know, you don't have any left over from last year and you're buying new, just buy plain paper. Anything that has glitter or foil in it, while I know it's very beautiful, it can't be recycled because that's actually plastic. And any kind of cotton string, obviously, again, that'll biodegrade. So just thinking to avoid plastic wherever you can, because there's so much plastic waste at Christmas time, and just small little things like that can reduce that plastic massively.
Okay, now when it comes to Christmas presents, yes, because I'm sure there are many of us, myself included, who haven't finished the Christmas shopping or finished the Christmas presents. So what might you suggest that would make a nice present and yet would still, in its own own way help the planet?
Well, the first thing is, and I know we've all heard lots about it during COVID and everything, but literally physically going into a shop and buying locally is so important. One of our biggest emission problems in Ireland at the moment is delivery emissions, because all of us are obviously buying things online. It's very convenient. But I think at this stage now, you don't have time to really get things delivered. So you are going to have to go out into the street, which is great. So just calling into your local stores. I think presents that people can use throughout the year are fantastic. So if you want to be really sustainable, buying them a reusable cup, because not only will that save the money every time they go to the coffee shop, 20 cent, you can get really beautiful ones now that are, you know, a little bit fancier. So you can give a really nice gift like that that is sustainable in nature, and then also is the gift that keeps on giving. You know they're definitely going to make use of it. I love to support local suppliers any way I can. Like, even if you don't have a big budget, there's some amazing coffee producers now in Ireland that source their coffee ethically and sustainably, and you can give a gorgeous bag of coffee that, again, people can enjoy. Same with chocolate. There's some great Irish producers. I think it's about buying local food, buying local producers, and just going into your village or town and just seeing, you know, almost every village or town has a little craft store or has local gifts. So it's just looking for those things, and really support local is the message.
Excellent advice. Jolene Hens, sustainability journalist, thank you very much for joining us. Happy Christmas to you, and I know you're coming back in January to give some very sustainable New Year's resolution ideas. I'm looking forward to that. So we'll speak to you very soon. Thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thanks, Carol.
And that wraps up this week's Hours to Protect. In fact, the final one of the year. And if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now and find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative too on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for your company. And we look forward now to getting 2024 off to the most sustainable start in our first Hours to Protect of the year. I hope you'll join me then. We're back on the 1st of January, just after 7.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out hours-to-protect.ie for more info.